Let's try this. Can you say something, Katrina?
Hi, guys. Can you hear me? I'm sorry that I'm joining over a call, but my connection on Zoom is quite poor. Can everyone hear me?
Yes.
Oh, perfect. Okay, good. So thank you for your patience. And I'm sharing on Koinonia and on Outreach. And a lot of the students have told me over this year that Koinonia has been a place of solace and of friendship and of faith and hope in a time of chaos and of isolation and disillusionment and you know, faithlessness in a lot of ways for some people. And I think that that's the main encouraging thing that God has been doing, that he has been providing a place for students to come together, even online, you know, to come together and to share about faith and to actually have the encouragement of hearing what the Lord is doing in a time when I'm sure some people think that nothing is going on because it's just been quite difficult. And I think it's been massively encouraging as well that even though we're not meeting as many people, just as students aren't meeting as many people, you know, in universities and in classes and whatnot, but that we actually have a massive amount of time to devote to individual people and to foster those relationships, maybe in a way that we might not have had the chance to had we been more busy, had life been more hectic. And I'm actually incredibly grateful to the Lord for that, because you really get to see up close the sort of the Trojan work that God is doing in people's lives. And it's been an absolute honor and so beautiful to watch and see the growth that is happening, you know, the deepening of faith and of healing. And, you know, God is so active, honestly, so active. It's amazing. So I think that although it's been obviously a very strange year with COVID, it has been an absolute blessing in some ways. And the Lord absolutely uses every opportunity to show his love to everyone and to use those who have faith to be an instrument for showing his love and his light and his hope to those who are without. And I am so grateful to have been a witness and to continue being a witness of this and to this. And yes, I'm excited to see you all when I'm back in London and to attend a physical gathering. That's exciting. So yeah, that's my sharing.
Thank you, Katrina. I just want to take this opportunity, after hearing these encouraging sharings, to thank everyone in Antioch as well for the different ways in which you support that the work that we do, which is really part of Antioch. It's not a different work. But I'm aware that we've been carried through your prayers throughout this year, and in many other ways we have experienced a lot of support. This year has been especially difficult. Mission in London among university students is difficult, but this year has been especially difficult, and we are really grateful for all of your support, so thank you for that.